Coach Horton and the staff currently have 18 players in the defensive backs room, and two making a name for themselves are safeties Jordan Poyer and Ibrahim Campbell.
I think me and Jordan push one another. I think me and Jordan are extremely competitive, and we're both extremely hard workers. After practice, one of us might not feel like doing some extra work or vice versa, and we'll say it's not about what you want to do, it's about what we need to do and what this team needs from us. So we'll push each other all the time, whether we make a good play or bad play. We'll tell each other like, hey, I owe you one, or hey, I need you to step up, like, let's go. So it's a great dynamic, and I'm looking forward to kind of building it.
I see he's a smart football player. He's a smart, strong, physical football player, and I think me and him work really well off of each other in the back end. And you know, it's going to be fun playing alongside next to him, and I'm excited for him too.
Being in the position that I am, kind of my first year starting, I realized that I need as many reps as I can going into it. So I'm kind of really trying to focus on every rep and opportunity that I have right now to make sure that when the season comes around, I'm rolling and the whole team is clicking and we're where we need to be.
My room, I mean, it's full of competition. It's probably the most competitive room I've ever been in.
Guys are making plays every day in camp, whether it be the first group or as deep as four groups now. So guys are making plays all over the field.
Everybody wants to win a job. Everybody wants to, you know, be a starter, be one of those guys. And it's always competition day in and day out.
Being able to work towards a starting job, it's been the opportunity of a lifetime. I've been enjoying every moment of it. Got great teammates, great coaches to kind of coach you and help you out along the way and push you and compete with you.
I've worked so hard throughout my whole life just to get, you know, to be even sitting in this seat right here and even be talking about it. I got a job to do, and I know that responsibility to be a starter in this league, it's earned and it's not given. And I definitely have taken that approach throughout this offseason coming into training camp, that I was going to have to come in here and earn that starting free safety position. So, you know, one day at a time, just make sure I get better every single day and just not worry about the rest.
I just recognize the opportunity and make sure that I take advantage of every resource that I have and every coach, every veteran player, anything it may be that can make me the best player I can be, because I realize that I'm in a very unique position being able to start in the NFL, only my second season, and it's the best job in the world. So I want to make sure that I get the most out of it while I can.
I come in every practice tend to just, you know, want to win my matchup, no matter if that's against a receiver, a tight end, a running back. The athletes that we have on the other side of the ball, every single one of them helps us in different ways. I mean, we've got a Pro Bowl tight end that our safeties get to go against every single day. And, you know, and guys like Connor Hamlin, who's had a monster camp, you know, guys like that are going to make us better.
Duke Johnson is probably one of the hardest running backs in the league to bring down the open field. Any opportunity you get to kind of square him up. Yeah, I mean, you obviously can't hit him like you want to, but you kind of want to get in his ear like, hey, if we were live, I might let you know I'm here a little bit, something like that.
I know the competition in the room it's not any secret. It's on the depth chart every single day. You know, I know the guys that I'm competing against, and, you know, I know those guys can play. I have confidence in myself that I come in, week out, day in and day out, and just put my head down and just work. And that's all I've ever done, and that's all I'm going to continue to do.